This is Wicked Rhody, a wicked good podcast about Rhode Island events and life. Hi, everyone, and welcome back. My name's Mary Larson.
And I'm not Ben DeCastro.
You are not.
No, I'm not.
I'm half the man today.
My name is Blake.
You're my husband.
I'm the husband.
He's also our producer, and he makes this show happen.
I try to, at least.
And then Blake magically gets it on the interwebs into your earbuds.
Edited. So interwebs.
Yeah.
On iTunes.
You do a lot, man.
All the good stuff. I take care of that.
So,
if you don't know me, I have joined this podcast a couple of times as a host, and Mary and I have our own podcasts where I am a co-host of those shows. So, it's not like I'm some jabroni that doesn't know exactly what he's doing. I kind of know how to do this podcast whole thing.
Yeah, yeah. We podcast a lot. For those of you who don't know, Blake and I, we have a website, Mary and Blake. We podcast about
MaryandBlake.com. Come on, got to get the branding right, girl.
We podcast a lot right now about This Is Us and the show Outlander on Starz. So we're big nerds who love to podcast about TV shows and books.
Hey, talking to the mic, will you?
Well, sorry. You're far away. So the seasons have completely changed. All of the leaves are off of our maple tree.
Yes.
And we want to know, have you already begun to decorate for the December holidays? Ugh. Whatever holiday it is, have you begun to decorate for it? Because Blake's of the firm belief that decorating for that sort doesn't happen till after Thanksgiving. And in case you're unaware, Thanksgiving is wicked late this year.
It is. It's what? It's like, I think it's the
last. It's an extra week late.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah. So instead of it being the third Thursday in November, which is like the rule, it's the fourth Thursday in November. I don't know why it's so late this year.
Who makes that decision?
I don't know.
Is it some guy that like is the overlord of Thanksgiving? Is like, today, this year, it's going to be the fourth one.
It's the Grinch. I mean, honestly, because it means that there's one less week. Really, think about it. Because usually November's like in that 22 section of November. Mm-hmm. You have one less week to Christmas shop if you start after Thanksgiving. You have one less week to enjoy the decorations if you do it on Black Friday or that weekend. So I've decided we're doing things early.
Do you know what else I'm out on in addition to Thanksgiving being the last
week?
Why? I like Thanksgiving to be like the third week of November. It's fine with me. I'm also out on daylight savings. I want it out. I want it done. I'm out on it.
You know, there's actually an article, why Thanksgiving is so late this year.
Oh, okay. What do you got?
Okay. So after copious amounts of research, meaning 30 seconds, basically, it is not supposed to be in the third Thursday. It's supposed to be on the fourth Thursday. And we're all sorts of messed up because, you know, November started on a Friday this year, which means we skipped a Thursday. So we're all sorts of messed up. Thanksgiving used to be November 26th. I guess Lincoln chose that day. He wanted it to be a day to like thank everyone who died in the Civil War, thanking everyone for coming together.
Sure.
Like George Washington, I guess, had a big deal with the 26th. Then Franklin Roosevelt came along and he was like, we need to make more money. Let's push this date back. You know, make it the like second to last Thursday in the month. But I'll tell you this. It still doesn't make sense. None of the websites make sense right now because they're all saying it's supposed to be the second to last Thursday or the fourth Thursday.
So there's way too much math going on here.
Too much math. I don't understand.
Do we have to like break out the Mayan calendar for this? Like, what are we doing here?
It's crazy.
All I know is I'm going to fry my turkey. I'm going to drink beers with my brother-in-law and my neighbor. We're going to have driveway cheese and we're going to have driveway beers and I'm going to watch football.
Wow.
I'm so excited about that.
As are everyone else. But if you're confused, don't worry. You're not alone. I hope you're probably more confused after my 30 seconds of research. Don't trust me. Well, so if you're on the road, if you're tuning in and you're trying to do the math, you're trying to figure out how the calendar works, maybe you're starting your holiday shopping. Hey, you could join in the fun. Listen along to this episode. And if you hear something that piques your interest, you can head on over because we got the links. We got it all at our website, wickedroadiepodcast.com. In case you guys can't tell, I have chosen all the events for today's episode, and I'm excited for the season that we're going. This should be like Wicked Roadie Dash Mary edition. So starting things off, our wicked interesting pick is the Christmas Carol at Trinity Rep opens up this weekend. Reactions, Blake?
I'm in on the Christmas Carol. I love how at Trinity every single year it's different.
Yes.
I love how it's different. If it was the same thing over and over again, what are we doing?
I mean, they've been celebrating this now for 42 years.
Is it really 42 years?
42 years.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And it's going to run.
That's bananas.
It runs, of course, starts this weekend, November 7th. So does it start? Yeah, it starts today, the day this episode comes out, through December 29th. Lots of shows.
Are we going this year, do you think? Should we take the kids?
I do not want to take our kids. Yet. Our kids, for those of you who don't know, our kids are 4 and 6. They don't really have a great attention span.
I'm not sure if they're ready for it.
And
I think our 6-year-old would be able to do it.
Unless we, this is the thing, we don't know what kind of production is. So we'll check it on out. It definitely is a family-friendly show. It always is. You've probably seen the storyline before. I also just don't want to have to be explaining everything the entire time. I want to soak it all in myself.
He's such a dork.
We are, however, taking our kids to go see Aladdin at PPAC. So we are taking our
kids
to
see the
arts.
That will be an interesting endeavor.
Yes, but if you're someone who loves to get in this season, you are going to want to purchase your tickets to Trinity Rep's Christmas Carol, especially if you like to go around the holiday dates, because those probably fill up first. So
tickets are probably already gone by now. To be honest, it's probably just already gone for all the holiday dates.
Stop.
What do you want me to do? It's the truth. I can't help it.
I know. You're right. So that is the wicked interesting pick of the week. And now it's time for the wicked fun in the 401. Blake, have I ever brought you to the farmer's market?
Which you brought me to like 16 million farmer's markets.
Let's take
They're
a
all
stroll.
Over the place.
How about the indoor Pawtucket wintertime market?
Absolutely, we've been. I love that one.
Why do you love it? Because I rave about the opening and the new days. So this recently just opened up, the winter time. They often have it, you know, at Lippitt Park on the east side of Providence.
Yep.
Now it's at Hope Artiste Village.
Yes.
What makes this
Farmer's Market? Is it really Artiste or is it Artist? Hope Artist Village. Is it one or the other?
So there's an E on the end.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So what does that mean?
Or is it Artisti?
Yeah, like what does it mean? Why would you throw an extra E on the end?
Let me see. Let me
Hope
go to the Google
Artist Village would make sense.
Artists.
Does the E at the end make us have a different I sound? Good question. But it's the Hope Artist or Artiste Village, which I've been to so many times, and yet I don't know how to pronounce it. Good thing. So
hold on.
Yeah, okay.
Artiste,
that's how you pronounce it.
Oh, wow.
Okay, I got you. A skilled, adept public performer, specifically a musical or theatrical entertainer, an artistic or creative person.
There you go, an artiste. Well, there's lots of artistes and culinary artistes and bread-making artistes and soap-making art. You name it, you head on over to that Artiste Village, guys, because Farm Fresh Rhode Island's Pawtucket Wintertime Farmers Market opens. It opens last weekend, and it's going to keep on going through April. It is the largest indoor farmers market in all of New England. In all of New England.
Just think of all the money that you can spend there.
It's awesome. It's really beautiful. You get really inspired to try and cook new things. And of course, this is a season, like the harvest is still coming in, but it's starting to trickle and change at a different rate. But
just do me a favor.
What?
When we go there,
yep.
Don't buy all the stuff that you normally buy, mm-hmm. and then it all just goes bad.
Yeah.
Like the mushroom thing.
Oh, that stump where you can make your own mushrooms.
Oh, my God.
I failed at that.
She brought that home, and I'm like, what is this?
We don't even eat mushrooms. And I was like, well, I'm going to grow mushrooms.
I want mushrooms, Blake.
Oh, goodness gracious. Oh, my goodness. So, yeah, so that is the scoop. It is happening. It's wonderful because not only do you get to see all of the regular farmers market people, but a lot of the shops are open. So that's the scoop.
Very good. Very good. Anything else?
Yes, there's many other things. So, like, for example, that was in Pawtucket. It's something that's new. Let's head on to a different area of the state. Newport Restaurant Week. It's wrapping up. It's wrapping up this weekend, man. You want to know what it means?
What's that?
You get to go and not deal with the crowds and have free parking. And you get to go have delicious bites from the vast culinary talent in the city by the sea at an affordable price.
Right. I'll take it.
Right?
I'm in.
So tons of restaurants. You can go for lunch. You can go for dinner. You can go for their three-course premiere dinner. You can knock it out of the park, my friend. So if you do have lunchtime meetings going on Friday, mm-hmm. I suggest you do it in Newport. Maybe you have a date night. Maybe you have an anniversary. Maybe you're just bored and you're not ready to deck the halls yet. Head on over to Newport for their restaurant weeks. How do you feel about Newport in the fall and winter, Blake?
I love Newport in the fall and winter. You know, and you know what my favorite thing to do is?
No.
Is this just to go to the cliff walk in the fall and winter. And just feel the ocean and feel the cool air.
Oh, you feel it.
I love that. I think it's just great. You know, what's your favorite restaurant in Newport? Because I can tell you mine.
Okay.
My favorite is Stoneacre.
Yeah.
I love Stoneacre.
Oh, they're good.
They are good. It's a brasserie. It's a cool environment. They have really cool food there.
Yeah.
And I love just being able to go in the downtown area. And in that square.
Well, that's, you know, it's funny because, like, not a lot of people go to the square area, but it really is. I mean, it's a little off the beaten path. And then when you're there, you're like, oh, actually, this is pretty cool.
Because everybody goes to the Brick Alley Pub. Everybody goes to...
Stoneacre is part of the Newport Restaurant Week.
Is it really?
Yeah, man.
Oh, we got to go.
We should go for our date night.
Everybody goes to the Landing. You know, like, everybody goes to, like, the Parrot One, the Red Parrot. Like, whatever. Like... No, Stoneacre is where
it's
at.
Don't say whatever. I'm down, man.
No, I'm just saying Stoneacre is where it's at. I love Stoneacre.
Awesome.
Good. It's good food.
Okay. Well,
it's like French. You know, you feel cool. And it's like when you walk, it's like going through time. And they're not a sponsor, I promise. I love that restaurant.
Okay.
I love going there.
All right. Well, after you're well fed, maybe you might want to head back to Providence this whole weekend, actually, because at the Rhode Island Convention Center, the Art Providence show is taking place.
What's that?
So it's a juried show of high caliber art, works of art, craft, design that feature artists from throughout New England and beyond, featuring a lot of RISD alumni. It's not just RISD alumni, but a lot of the people there are going to be RISD alumni. You know, you can buy these handmade pieces of art. There's going to be about 150 people with all sorts of things, ceramics, glass, jewelry, leather, mixed media, painting, photography, you name it. If it's artsy, it is going to be free. I mean, it's not free. It is going to be there for you, but it is tax-free. I didn't know this. Is all artwork tax-free?
Oh, that's a good question, because it's not... It's... that's a good question. Mm. I don't know.
Mm. Right, well... There's going to be some extra fun stuff going on. Friday night, there's going to be a preview night from 5 to 8. And there's a happy hour. So if you go during that time, you actually get a free beverage mm-hmm. with your ticket. There's also going to be food favorites served all weekend long with different samplings available. You know, you can purchase it there. So there's going to be a kids' corner. You got some kids. They like art. They can be inspired and they can create some themselves. So I'm just telling you, this is a great place to go.
I ain't taking the kids. Well, I ain't taking the kids to the kids' corner. You want to know why?
Why?
Because they're going to create art themselves and they're going to get all dirty. It's going to be stuff everywhere.
Like,
kids everywhere.
They're going to be inspired.
They're going to have paint up their nose and it's going to be crazy. It's going to be crazy talk.
Okay.
But
sure.
You know what? Some people are into that. Hey, you never know. I don't know. Maybe you are. Maybe you like paint up the nose. Who knows?
Oh, well, on that same note, I also want to let you know that our friends at Craftopia, they're having Craftopia 2019 on Sunday from 10 to 4. So you could do, you know, our Providence show on Saturday and then go to Craftopia on Sunday. Because they are really, really pumped to have this single day art and craft event. Also, local handmade goods, over 60 juried vendors, an eclectic collection of fun, high quality home handmade goods for sale. And this is a great place to start doing your holiday shopping. They are going to have food trucks outside, hot coffee inside, tons of great things. Go on over. This just, you know, our city is just so artsy.
Yeah, that's the really great thing about Providence, and Providence is really cool because it's got the great odd community, and it also combines itself with this really fun, you used the word earlier, eclectic food community. And they kind of work in conjunction with each other, mm-hmm. I feel like. I feel like sometimes one pushes the other to go even weirder and crazier and have like new, like different food truck. I love our city. I really do. It's a great little city, man.
We're lucky. We're very, very lucky.
Yep. I'm a Boston kid, absolutely. But Providence is a good second city, second home for me.
Okay.
I'll cool. take it.
I dig it. I know. I'm talking about December holidays. We just left Halloween. You may still have your Halloween decorations out. You may have some kids who are still loving on their Halloween costumes.
You
haven't
still got
ripped
the candy.
It to sheds.
Guaranteed you still got the candy.
Hopefully.
Hopefully you got it out of your house. Oof. That's our downfall. Like every other day, I'm going in there, like I'm finding like a Three Musketeers, and I'm eating it.
Which, like, you eat it, and when it's the fun size, you think, was that even candy? Like, I just smushed it with my tongue. There was no nuts in it, so it wasn't like a real, it wasn't like a meal, you
no,
know?
It's not
it,
a meal.
It was just fluff. It was like the nougat center, and it was
it's still not satisfying.
Yeah. Yeah, so that doesn't count.
I don't want that. I want
meaning,
like a
meaning
good,
I'll eat it,
piece of candy.
But I think I need to eat 7 more.
And then all of a sudden you look down and there are wrappers around you everywhere. And you go,
wonder why your pants don't button.
And you blacked out. You're like, what just happened?
Well, in case you are still loving Halloween, and in case you and your family got rained out of merriment because of that weird storm that came and caused a kerfuffle in the state.
Just means you weren't tough. Get out there.
Some people lost electricity, Blake. We didn't, but a lot of people lost electricity.
Do you need electricity to go trick-or-treating?
You sure do.
No, you don't. You walk, you use your legs.
Downed power lines.
Yeah, get out of here.
Okay, listen, that would be a dedicated kid. So at Fort State Adams, they feel your pain. They feel your pain, my friends, mm-hmm. and there's going to be a makeup trunk or treat. It was supposed to take place October 27th, and they rescheduled to this Sunday. This Sunday from 3 to 6, you head on over to Fort Adams State Park. They're going to have, you know, all of these beautiful cars, the Cars and Coffee, like a car show too. Uh-huh. So you dress up in your Halloween costume. You get to look at pretty cars. Some of the cars are going to have, you know, food. Oh, shoot. You know what it means? It's
what?
Not old cars. It's trunk or treat. You yeah. decorate your... I'm like, maybe old cars come. No.
Ladies and gentlemen, this podcast was voted the best podcast of Rhode Island 2 years in a row. You're welcome.
Oh, goodness gracious.
You are welcome.
Anyway, it's a trunk or treat.
You know what it is? It's because it depends not across the way from you. You're thrown off.
So thrown off. Anyway, admission to this is just a canned good.
Definitely not old cars.
No. Just bring your kids who still...
In your crappy car that you got.
And if you want some more candy, because you ate all of the Three Musketeers and you told yourself it wasn't real candy.
And you woke up from your blacked out haze.
And you need some more.
And you're wearing sweatpants.
Oh my gosh, it's Sunday. Sunday from 3 to 6, put on your leggings, put the kids back in their costumes, and go get some more candy. Get it.
You have another belt size to go.
Get it. High five, baby.
That's
high five.
It. Hey, here we go.
That is the end of the show, my friends. You know the drill.
So weird. Every time we do this, it pops up on me.
We talk generally a lot longer on our podcast, so this is easy. Crank this one out. Well, if you have any interest in the events that we talked about, and you're like, I need more information, where do I go? WickedRoadiePodcast.com. And if you, yourself, are someone who loves to snap photos of things and people and places in and around Rhode Island, we would love it if you used the hashtag WickedRoadie. That way more people can find out about us. But it's also an avenue for you to connect with us, right, Blake?
Yeah, you want to chat with us. You want to get your stuff into the ears of our listeners, and you want to be able to get your message out. You can. It just boom, with us right here. WickedRoadiePodcast.com. Look us up on Facebook, Instagram, all of it.
You can email us at WickedRoadiePodcast@gmail.com. And until next time, folks, I'm Mary Larson.
My name's not Ben DeCastro.
But you'll be getting Ben next week.
You're lucky, and you're welcome.
He'll be back.
Ben will be back, and you'll be much happier with his performance.
Oh, my gosh. We will have more for you next Thursday.
Thank God Ben will be back, because I'm not good at this podcast. Not good. I'm way out of my league. Way out of my league. What am I doing?